You're the glad of my baby behind you, da, do da. I don't mind answering the phone. A lot of people say, Greece, so many weird people call you. I don't mind. And if someone really gets on my nerves, I can always hang up. See, that's the great thing about this job. It has a certain flexibility about it. I remember when I was a medical man, I could never just hang up on somebody's complaints. I had to listen to their whining problems. Yes, I was a doctor. One of the best. Every day, I'd walk into surgery, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I never abused my powers, while I never violated my Hippocratic oath. There were times when, shall we say, I took liberties. I remember when I was doing my internship at Blaumann General. Who should show up in the emergency room for a physical one day but my next-door neighbor? He was shocked, I was shocked. He said, "Nino Griezmann, or should I say Dr. Griezmannelli?" Now, hey, everyone, this is the kid that used to get in trouble all the time, always busting my windows with his softballs and always into mischief in the neighborhood. And I remember that guy. I remember that maggot that was always calling my parents, "Do you know what your son Nino did?" I said, "What brings you here, sir?" He said, "Well, I came for my annual physical. I normally come here." I said, "Nurse Hotchkiss, please set up room number 5. I'll do the physical." So I walked in there. I said, "All right. Sit right down here. Please take off your clothing. Sit on the edge of this table here. All right, let's check for throat swelling here." Took out my tongue depressor and I held it way down his throat. I mean, so that his gag reflex kicked in. I mean, I held it there. I held my tongue depressor down his throat till he finally threw up. He went... He was convulsing, yeah. Convulsing into the waste paper basket as I chuckled. The burning bile screaming out of his throat. I said, "My God, I'll have to check into that. For some reason, you have a little unexplained vomitus." I said, "All right, now let me see here. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. That's it. I want to listen to your lungs. Breathing. Inhale. All right, exhale through your mouth. Breathe deep." I made him do that so many times he hyperventilated and heaved his guts again. I said, "All right, now let me make sure you don't have a hernia creeping up here. Let me grab you here, give you a little scream." Oh, that's a little sensitive, don't you think? Yeah. Let me see, how old are you? 57? Well, you could have prostate problems by now. Here, flip over a second. Let me check that thing. I think you're all right, all right. All right, let me see. Let me make some notes here. I made sure the door was wide open so a tour of people who were checking out the hospital went by to see this man lying in a pool of his own vomit with his clothes off in humiliation. And then I said, "All right, get dressed and I'll see you outside." So he got dressed and his family was waiting outside to give him a ride home. And as he stood there with his family, I took out my prescription pad. I said, "All right," in a full loud voice so his whole family could hear, "let me write you a prescription for some hemorrhoid cream. Obviously, you're having a continuing problem with that. I would bathe more often. We're having a little smegmatic buildup, which I'm sure your wife will tell us all about. No wonder she has such a pained look on her face as though she's been sucking on lemons. One other thing before you leave. I would stop picking your nose, or you're going to have definitely cyst problems in the future. Have a nice day."
The tuna and the tune.
Maggots.
The Grease Man. DC 101.
I didn't want to.